Skagway youth has tested positive for COVID-19 just hours after attending a summer solstice event. And a groundbreaking ceremony was held last week in Haines to celebrate the start of construction on a new traditional Tlingit longhouse. And last Saturday was Lemonade Day in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Skagway officials on Sunday announced the first active COVID-19 case for several months. It's a child under the age of 12 who was at a well-attended summer solstice party on Saturday evening. KHNS's Mike Swayze has the latest.
So far, the child is the only person in Skagway that tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday after returning home from recent travel with family. The municipality has asked that everyone who is at the solstice event at Seven Pastures between 5 and 10 p.m. who is unvaccinated and had close contact with children from outside their household remain self-isolated at home and monitor for COVID-19 symptoms until further notice. That recommendation does not apply to fully vaccinated individuals. Skagway officials say that contact tracing is typically done by the state, but on Monday, the Dahl Memorial Clinic got the go-ahead to take control of the program, with the thought that the service could be done more quickly on a local level. Summer school was canceled on Monday in Skagway, as was the poetry reading and live music event that was scheduled at the library for Monday evening. Officials say programs like those involving children will be on hold until contact tracing is completed. Officials say there is no word yet if this is the same variant that Canada's Yukon Territory is battling. Their active case count has risen to 100 as of Monday afternoon, five times as many as last Monday. Screening results indicate that all cases are the Gamma variant that originated in Brazil and is much more contagious than the original strain. COVID-19 testing is available in Skagway at the Dahl Memorial Clinic by appointment. Testing is also available through the Skagway Traditional Council from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays and 10 to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. That testing is free and no appointment is necessary. CDC guidelines state that it typically takes 4 to 5 days after exposure to test positive for the virus. Skagway officials say it would be most effective to get tested toward the end of this week if you are concerned, unless directed otherwise by the clinic. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
A groundbreaking ceremony was held last week in Tlingit Park in Haines to celebrate the start of construction on a new traditional Tlingit longhouse pavilion. Jan Hill, former mayor of Haines, was part of the group that blessed the site and part of the committee directing the project.
We're making Tlingit Park more Tlingit, and it's been on a lot of our hearts and minds for many, many years that we need to have a traditional gathering place and a longhouse.
The borough project is funded by a $350,000 grant from the National Park Service. It will include the Longhouse Pavilion and new trails connecting Tlingit Park to Front Street and the waterfront.
Many of our long-ago elders are buried there in the little cemetery, and that park is a special place for all of us, I think.
Haynesborough Director of Public Facilities Ed Coughlin says the borough applied for the grant several years ago, and his office took it on once it was approved, and formed the steering committee with Assemblymember Gabe Thomas and members of the Chilkoot Indian Association. He says it'll also be an opportunity for tourists to learn more about Tlingit culture.
It'll be something where people will be able to see the culture of the Tlingit tribe, so it's just, one more step in putting together a solid trail system and something that's going to be appealing to tourists as well as those who live here in Haines.
The longhouse will be located at the south end of Tlingit Park. Sections of the exterior walls will be removable to allow for an open gathering place or closed to protect from the weather. It'll serve as a community space and for performance and arts. Jan Hill is also a member of the Chilkoot Dancers, which could perform here in the near future.
Our dance group will use it for traditional performances and probably for practices. I think you might see other groups using the, you know, the stage area. You may see, hear, you know, music concerts. But the bottom line is it is just another part of our Tlingit culture that needs to be represented, and there's no better place than where we're putting it.
Hill says they hope to find more grant funding for additional Tlingit artwork and painting. She says that will be ongoing, and meanwhile, the real celebration will be the grand opening, expected early this fall,
where we will do traditional blessings of all four corners of the building, and we will incorporate more of our elders into the process, and you'll be hearing singing and drumming all over the Chilkat Valley when that happens.
Tlingit Park is still open to the public this summer. Just the south end is closed while the longhouse is under construction. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith. Last week, Skagway's mayor proclaimed this past Saturday would be Lemonade Day. KHNS's Mike Swayze took a tour of lemonade stands and filed this report.
It's been a rare occasion to see 70 degrees in Skagway this year. But on Lemonade Day, the sun broke through the clouds and the town smelled like lilacs, and summer made a brief visit. The conditions were perfect to sample some lemonade stands. The first stop was on Broadway and 8th Street, where a couple of young entrepreneurs were learning the lemonade business.
And I'm Booker.
And I'm Vina.
There was a group of parents and little ones sipping and chatting and chewing, and the boys walked me through their menu.
Pink lemonade, three flowers, and cookies.
The soon-to-be second graders had already cleared $60 on the day. As I sipped my pink lemonade, I strolled down the street a block and stopped by the next stand, run by Logan. His menu was inspired by Harry Potter.
This one is normal lemonade. This one is called Love Potion. It's with natural roses from our garden. Pink lemonade, and then liquid luck, which is a mystery flavor.
Logan wouldn't reveal the secret ingredient that made the liquid luck lemonade look forest green, but he did walk me through his food offerings.
This is a monster cookie. This is M&M brownie. This is peanut butter cookies, and this is chocolate chip.
Logan said he was the salesman, and his brother was the chef, and they plan to split the proceeds. Over to State Street next, which is the busiest road in town. Dane and Waylon only had lemonade on the menu, but it was selling fast.
We've got strawberry lemonade and just normal lemonade.
Okay, do you guys want any ice?
Yeah, I want two pieces of ice.
The boys said they had some direct competition from Dane's sister down the block, but they thought their net sales were already over $100. When asked what they were going to do with the profits...
I'm probably just going to save it. I don't know.
I'm probably just going to save it.
Those are some responsible young entrepreneurs helping to solve Skagway's thirst problems on a warm, sunny lemonade day in June. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read these stories and others on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.